and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
The truth. Who is the guardian of truth? Right? And how are we going to know that unless we can test the veracity of it? And how do we do that? In our society, believe it or not, we have trials. And you put on your evidence, and you have the debate. It's why we have juries to say, yes, that happened or didn't happen. It's beyond a reasonable doubt or a preponderance of the evidence. We have the tools in our society, and we've forgotten how to use them.
Folks, Todd Callender, as you know, is already a hero in my books, as he has worked tirelessly to protect the military men and women who fought so hard to remain unvaxxed. That's one of many endeavors he has worked towards for his country. Well, he stepped in and took over CloudHub, too, using enormous resources of his own to create a social media platform free from collecting your data and more. One quick note, CloudHub is free and is online and also an app. It's in the description box below. CloudHub meetings will also be discussed as a replacement to Zoom meetings. Can't miss this. It's going to be amazing. Well, folks, it's great to have Todd Callender with us today. Super busy, always doing interviews, working hard, trying to save the lives of many across this entire earth, actually. And somehow he found the time to take over CloudHub.com. And the amount of things that are going on in CloudHub that are supporting the community is absolutely amazing and brilliant. And I'm just looking forward to this interview today. How are you doing today, Todd?
Man, I'm so chuffed to be here. I've missed your good company. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, we just, it seems like we mentioned last interview, hey, we need to have these more often because we were talking about a lot of the stuff that was going on with Remdesivir, if I remember right. Yeah. And we were actually talking about a lot of trouble that was going on with the jabs and more. And that's still ongoing, especially with the military, if I'm correct. Am I right? Are you still working on all that?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, our case was Robert V. Austin went all the way to the Supreme Court, who put it on the docket, considered it. And then they did what every court before them did and all the other federal cases. And they stuck their fingers in the ears and they said, blah, 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 we're not going to hear it. Nobody's going to hear what you have to say. It was just all 2 weeks before the decision as it related to Texas. We have a facade government.
Yeah, that really depressing for me sometimes when I keep showing all of the pictures of people on social media sharing what they did, and then this passed away suddenly just keeps making its waves throughout social media and more. Yeah. And it just seems like there's this empty space. It's just very quiet. You share it, they're gone. But a lot of folks just seem to not understand what's going on. And for me personally, it still had an effect because we've had several friends, even close family members on my wife's side, even where their face doesn't work anymore. And they're very young and they went on the military base to get these shots, but they're not equating. They're not putting two and two together. No. So why did this happen? And you've got another friend that they got cancer right away. And so why did that happen? And so, you know, of course, you know about my mother-in-law, she got it. And then like within a month, 2 to 3 weeks later, I believe she was gone. Father-in-law's on dialysis. I mean, it's just like all this happened right after the jab. And so it's affected me personally. Most folks say that they know somebody.
Yes.
They haven't taken it. So that's been hard. It's been difficult to find a place to share all this because some folks are still getting taken down. We just did an interview. We were talking about with Woo's News. He was on Rumble with a couple of videos, and he was in shock as we were going into the interview because a couple of his videos were taken down. And that's why we're meeting today, because we were talking through email and realized, hey, there's a lot of folks that are getting overtaken.
Yeah.
That where we think we're safe and people are leaving, like YouTube, because YouTube, they took me down with 400,000 subscribers. Yeah. They had Rumble going. Rumble seems to be doing really well. And then we're finding out people are getting their videos taken down. Well, that's now you've got CloudHub and you've put this awesome site together. You've rebuilt it from the ground up. And a lot of people are heading that way. because they realize there's very few, if not any, platforms available anymore where you're worried about getting your stuff taken.
Yeah. It's an avalanche. We're the God, Guns, and Country platform. We are welcoming all. In fact, you know, when I took over the company, I guess it was about last April, and it was a rebuild, but we really did this on the basis that it's got a Christian leaning, but it's very libertarian too. We want all opinions. We want people to come and express themselves because our founding fathers understood that it was the marketplace of ideas that leads to the best decisions. So our idea was come one, come all. We don't do gambling. We don't do porn. But opinions matter, and we encourage intellectually honest debate, and we love it, and all are welcome to come. And you don't even have to pay for it. You can just come and take part.
Right. So one of the things that was interesting when we first met years ago, I tried to do a Zoom meeting with you, and you said, I'm absolutely not going to do Zoom. And so what? There was a reason behind that, and you said something about recordings and this, that, and the other. Yeah. So can you kind of explain that a little bit about your when folks have meetings on Clout Hub, why that's so important for protecting your privacy?
Well, I can. Let's start with Zoom first. They keep your content. They claim it. It is theirs, not yours. Even though you're paying to use it, they say it is all ours. And by the way, they sell it. So the content, the video itself, everything that happens on that is stored in the People's Republic of China's computers. I understand they're stored in the intelligence headquarters server farm. So you think what you're doing is private when in reality, they are taking your likeness, your voice, your data, what your IP address was. Sometimes your computer gets scrubbed for data. Why? Because they can sell it for a minimum of $150 per sale if they can produce an address and a social security number. In addition, you know, what happens to your private conversation that you think you're having with your lawyer or you're having with your doctor? The law says that those have to be private, and Zoom is not. It's their content, not yours. So we really built our version, our video conferencing version, with a couple of things in mind that are really important. First and foremost, we built it keeping in mind that there are 400 million Christians Chinese and Persian Christians, and they get used for body parts if they're found going to Bible study. So we made it so that there is no recording of it on our side. We don't keep a recording of it. If you want to record it, you can do that. You can have an MP4. You can take a transcript. But when you close that meeting out, it never happened. So the Chinese can show up at your door and say, you know, let me see your computer. The only thing they'll be able to tell is that you were actually hooked into the internet. Beyond that, it never happened. Part two is we made universal translation such that you can have a conversation. You can do your sermon with everybody understanding it no matter where they are. So there's more than 60 languages you can attend and hear it in your own language, whether that's Farsi or Chinese, it doesn't matter. It happens all at the same time. And above all, we made it browser-based. You don't have to download an app. You just click on the link. It's one click, and you're on a browser. We don't want to invade your privacy, and that was the last part of this. We rewrote the privacy policy statement, and it says, we don't care who you are. We don't want to know who you are. Don't give us any of your data. It's the only one in the world that I'm aware of is like this. And it's true because if you think about it, anonymity and privacy equals freedom. What's the most important part about cash? It's anonymous. So we copied that whole idea, trying to give people the freedom to express themselves and to be private. Take back control of privacy in your life, what it is you're doing in your house.
Right. So folks go to clouthub.com. And they're listening to this. Is there some type of way that they understand? You guys know that they came from our channel?
No, not without an affiliate code. Because they could just come and click, come one, come all. If they were to come and say, look, I want to buy a subscription, then we have an affiliate code to track that back. Other than that, we don't do any geolocation, no geofencing, nothing.
Right. So the affiliate code, I believe today is LT, if I remember right, to let folks know that they're on.
Yeah, Cloud. Please support
so,
that.
So awesome. And I have mine open, so I'm going to share that now. This is my Clout Hub. And cool. When you go in, you can see the at sea with LT. So you actually just scroll down. It looks just like a normal social media type platform. But then if you want to go into meetings, you've got that up here. You've got channels, people, groups, meetings, events. And when I click on meetings, it takes me to, let me show that one right here, to this right here, video meeting platform that stops the theft of your meeting data. I think that's the big one right there. You've got global coverage, secure meetings, private connection, protected data. And man, whoever put this together did a great job.
I'll let them know. It wasn't me.
Yeah. And I noticed that they have like a tutorial. They did have they did show that you can actually get languages while you're talking. And I was watching that whole thing play out.
Now, folks, in the middle of this interview, I just wanted to pause to show you what we're talking about when you create a Clout Hub Meets account. It's actually pretty cool because you get a free 30 minutes each time. And then if you create an account, it's a lot cheaper than Zoom and all these others where you do these meetings. And again, we're talking about how you save your privacy, right? These other companies, they grab your information, they can record your meetings, and it they can sell it and use it and grab everybody's information and more. It's pretty scary if you think about it, right? But Todd Callender worked hard to create this for us. So just wanted to show you, once I went into Clout Hub Meets, and all you have to do is if you go in the description box below, you'll see the link that we provided, Clout Hub Meetings, and it's got meetings.clouthub.com/partner/awk, A-W-K. And I'll put that in, hopefully while you're watching this, I'll edit and add that in there so you can see it and pause and type that in if you need to, or just go down below and click on the link and you'll get that. And what you'll see is you'll have this getting started video, dashboard, subscription, stuff like that. But remember, you get 30 minutes for free anytime if you want to do that. Anytime over that, you just get a subscription. If you subscribe to it, you click on our link, then they'll know that you were sent from And We Know. And then you'll get their discounted price. So what we're going to do is I'm going to click on this getting started video because I wanted to show you this real quick, and then we'll go back to the interview, okay? One of the things here, it's a 17-minute video, and I really enjoy it because it gives you a detailed way of how this all works. But very simple. When I go to this mark, I wanted to show you the most important part for me was when they get into the languages that they use here. And
now,
you can see
the very important thing to remember and to tell your participants is that this microphone and subtitles, this
right
is what
here.
I'm seeing. This is really independent of. So by turning on the subtitles microphone, it will start rendering the transcript of your meeting. Now, I have it set up that it's just doing English right now. And this is really independent of each other, meaning I could log in one language, you could log in another language, and you're going to see whatever it is that you entered the platform on. If I wanted to see a different language, I would simply click the settings icon. I would leave my source language as English because that is what I am speaking. I could change my target language to whatever language I want. Because remember, this is my screen. This is what I'm seeing. I'm going to pick Spanish. You could pick Arabic. I'm going to go ahead and close that again so I have a little more to see. And you can see that I'm now seeing the transcript rendered in English and in Spanish.
Now that's amazing. You see that? And you have all these different languages you can choose from. So if you're having a meeting with somebody from another country and you want to be able to talk back and forth, all you do is talk. It changes it to that whatever that language, and it reads it out for you. They can talk back. It reads it out back to you. That is pretty cool. Thank you, Todd, for putting that together. And then when you go to Clout Hub itself, you'll notice in there when we show you all this, and we'll get back to this interview in a second. As you go into the channels, you go to the And We Know channel, and what we did was we created it where you can actually go in, click on the AWK website, the cruise, upload a video and stuff is what I have for me, and I put all the Bible studies, so when you click on them, hopefully you'll be able to hear it in a different language if you want to forward those off to anybody or any of our other videos on there, and we'll just continue to get this bad boy growing. And it's really important because we have a lot of folks from other countries that actually reach out to us, and they want us to put the subtitles in different languages like Spanish. And now this has been done thanks to Todd Callender. And just wanted to show you that, that we have our own channel on Clout Hub. We're going to get this bad boy growing pretty good and really help out with the rest of the world in trying to tune in on the truth. Now back to Todd Callender.
Look, how else are we going to get 6 billion non-English speakers to understand what's happening and actually to lead them to God? At the end of the day, this is about the truth. You know, finding the truth, demanding the truth, speaking the truth, and the truth leads to God. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. So let me go back to this again, share this tab here. So when the folks join Clout Hub, they just log in and create an account.
Yeah.
Again, once they create that account and go in, then it would look similar to this, correct?
Yeah. So when they log in, there's going to be a couple questions. First and foremost, we need an email address and a username. That's all we need to have. It also asks you your language preference so that your experience on Clout Hub will automatically have the option of whatever your preferred language is. And in fact, we can set a default where the entire website will appear in your preferred language. Otherwise, the default is English with subtitles everywhere else. But it's just those questions. And then, yeah, it leads you straight to your room, which you can build your own channel. You can invite people to come and join you. You can have a community chat with everybody and their brother. You can see the two tabs right there, or just your own crew. And then you can also post your videos on the channels, which is just what you went to there. And you'll note if you click on one of those at the bottom, again, those are available in any and all languages. So when you do your next sermon, Larry, the whole world can hear it and see it in their language. So that's kind of the cool part about it. And you'll see there's a lot of really good Christian folks and other people that we know together, flyover conservatives and other good folks. Everybody's coming. It's the cool part. We're the last place where we won't censor you. Absent, you know, obviously we don't want a bunch of curse words and things of that nature, but they do happen on occasion. What we're really interested in is intellectually honest debate. And even if you are a communist, you're welcome to come and share your communist Bolshevik views. You probably get into some pretty good arguments, but that's the point. That's what it's about.
So you're telling me that when you click on these,
yeah,
like Blessed to Teach is live right now, kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can actually go live. There's a live event going on now. There he is. Yep.
So wow. On the right below that cross, you'll see there's a little box. It's all white. And if you press on that little box, it's on the black border. You can actually listen there. It's right there, a little to the left. And then there's that little white one next to that. And then you can listen to, yeah, there it is. All your languages. And there's like 60 of them there. Just scroll down with your arrow and then you can attend the service in whatever language you want.
Look at that. Yeah, zoomed in so you can see that, folks. If you're looking at your screen, look at all the different languages. Let's just pick one here. Let's pick German. And then where's the captions for that?
It'll pop up. It just takes a second for it to recognize it.
Look at Plus to Teach. Look at him. There it is.
There you go.
Wow.
Now all the Germans can enjoy amazing. What he's got to say. And he's got good things to say, for that matter. I always enjoy watching his videos.
Yeah, look at that. He's got his scriptures. He's reading.
For me and others around them.
Sounds good. Awesome. I had a chance to meet him in Nashville last year.
Oh, how cool is that?
He walked up. He actually walked up to me when there was the line of people. And he just said that he was really glad he was a fan. And I told him that I was watching him before I even started.
Well, there you go. How about that? So was he an inspiration to you?
He was. I said, man, this guy, you know, he's setting up the screen. He had a really good delivery. Very soft-spoken. I like that. There's a lot of folks that were screaming and yelling I didn't like. And so I liked his model. That is awesome. Cool. Man, look at that. It's in German.
Yeah, try a different one. The Chinese kind of makes me laugh because I don't understand any of it, but I know it exists. I think there's two different dialects there, Cantonese or Mandarin. Yeah, and it's just fun.
Wow.
And that's the point, right? We're trying to reach everybody. But what I like to say is to escape the gatekeepers of truth, because if you're waiting on the news stations to tell you what's happening in Ukraine, good luck getting the truth out of those guys. But you could actually you know, go see somebody's live stream in Ukraine. You could actually call them if you want to and have a conversation. Right. They'll speak Ukraine. You speak whatever language. And it actually works. It's crazy because I know because I've had conversations with people in Ukraine and Russia and other places.
Man, that's so great. I'm glad we got
that. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Wow. I mean, and this is the point, LT. We wanted to bring people's messages like yours to 6 billion non-English speakers. There's important things to be said and discussed, and this is what gives us the opportunity to do that.
Now, you mentioned when we were talking about the interview I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I aired this, it'll be another day. But, you know, you said that you saw the interview, and we noticed that Eric Clark, I just got word that he was found guilty on all four counts after he didn't do anything wrong. His house was invaded, I believe, at 10 at night, if I remember right. His 6-year-old granddaughter had a gun pointed to her head.
Dear Lord.
The whole nine. And you mentioned to me something about that you felt like you wanted to let folks know for the J6 folks.
I do. Thank you for mentioning it. I did see the interview, and I know about Rumble shadow banning because I'm one of those guys they shadow ban. My understanding is that BlackRock, the acquisition company of the owners of this world, otherwise known as the Bank for International Settlements, bought a stake, an equity stake in Rumble. Now they're controlling content. And the FCC, all of a month ago, said that they're going to now control content, and we won't. I will not bend. I'm the CEO of CloudHub, and I make the decisions. We're not going to bend. So what I wanted to do for the J6ers is build them a channel. I joined the board of the Stand Up America Foundation. General Paul Vallee and General Thomas McInerney are the two front guys there. And they have something called Project Jericho, which is to support the J6ers, the guys in jail and those that are facing it. Sorry, it's men and women.
Right.
I want to build them their own channel. I want to give them a voice because the people in D.C., the demons, because they are that. You know, they're muzzling people. I think I also mentioned to you, I was trying to get accepted to the bar so I could litigate a writ quo warranto. We found out that not one person serving in the administration has a valid oath of office. And the remedy is that you have to file this in the Federal District Court of Washington, D.C. I couldn't find a lawyer to sponsor my bar membership. Why? Because they've all been disbarred. There's one guy left, one January 6er lawyer left. He's a good guy. His name's Brad. And the rest of them have all been disbarred. So they're cutting off any avenues of redress. So the only thing we can do is support them by raising a lot of awareness and not standing for it. And believe it or not, when the light of truth comes out, they scurry. So we got to give those people a voice. And frankly, we've got to rescue them. They're in a gulag. I lived in two communist countries in my life so far. I'm not going to live in a third. And I know what a gulag looks like. And that's what Washington, D.C. is built. They get rid of political dissidents for our brothers and sisters, right? The citizens of our nation locked up for going to their house, right? This doesn't belong to the D.C. politicians. And so I can't think of anything more egregious. They're locking them up for their, some of these cases, like their lives. That can't be. So anyway, I want to work with you and the good generals, and let's see if we can't give them a voice.
Yeah. And so when we go in also, if they create a J6 following and you want to find them, it looks like when you click on it looks like right up here on you have the group section, you can do a quick find.
Yes.
This is amazing. You don't really have this on other platforms, even on X. Yeah. They don't have it this clear where you can actually scroll down and through. And
sure. You can send them a direct message. You can communicate. You can set up your own groups. Like when Lula stole the election from Bolsonaro in Brazil, about the same time Mr. Trump was having his election stolen, we had 160,000 Brazilians show up, and they came to us because it was safe to do it, and they coordinated their response, whether it was protests or anything else, because we don't collect data. We don't want to know. You're anonymous when you come visit, and that's what we created this for, that very purpose. So bring your pals, have chats, and nobody's going to keep track.
That's amazing. So
we don't want to know.
Crystal clear. Videos are showing up nicely. If you want to follow them, on the left side, you have subscribe, upcoming, live, channel, search, history.
Ah, That is really important. By the way, if you decide, you know, to go live, you can live stream. We've already tested it. You can have more than 100,000 people show up live. So we did a symposium, I guess it was about a month ago now. We had 110,000 people show up live for it. And then many, I think it was 1.7 million that actually watched it over the coming days. So a lot of capacity, a lot of computing power. And by the way, that's all offshore. We don't use Google. We don't use Amazon. We're really, well, because we don't want to be disingenuous. When we promise people privacy and freedom, I mean.
So in this, this journey for building out Cloud Hub, what made you want to, again, spend all of your time and money and efforts to even go there? I mean, there had to be quite a bit that went into doing this.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot. You know, the short answer to that question is I got tapped on the shoulder by God because I really had no idea. I'd never had a social media account before April of last year. I am a technological fossil. I'm the definition of a fossil. And so Jeff Brain, who was the guy that originally created this, had said, look, I'm making a language video meeting. Is that interesting to you? Because I'd met him, you know, somehow or through our conservative contacts. And I said, great, I run an insurance group. We're global. I want to talk to my clients all over the world. And this would give me the ability to do that. Unfortunately, after we made the investment, Jeff had a horrible stroke. I think he was actually the victim of an EMF attack. They call it Havana syndrome. And shortly thereafter, he died. And so when all that happened, the other shareholders came to me and said, hey, you know, would you mind jumping in? And we've got to save this thing. And I didn't want to. But at the end of the day, you get the tap on the shoulder. We're called to do what we do. I know nothing about social media. And it has been a huge learning curve. But I did this because I was called to do it. The same as you, LT. You know, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, called to do it. I can't make it through the day unless I know I'm going to gather some information to get to the people. I just feel obligated now. And I always said that we're in a war.
That's right.
Information warfare. And I've mentioned it before, but I remember watching a guy who was interviewed at one of the rallies years ago. And he was in World War II. And he said that he was there, I believe he said, in France for 4 years.
Oh,
he said, we didn't get a day off. There's no day off in war. And right. And when he said that, I said, well, you know, when it comes to this type of information, we just can't take time off to, you know, go do our own thing. We're in the middle of a battle. It's been a tough one.
We're in an extinction level event. This is a do or die mission. Either humanity rises and we take our planet back and restore our republic, or we're done. Mm. You know, this is and this is the evidence I put in front of the Supreme Court and the courts before it. It's incontrovertible. And by the way, the opposing counsel, Department of Justice, knows. We told them everything about how dangerous these shots were, and that the Secretary of Defense was fragging his own troops, and they didn't care. This is intentional. They are trying to destroy our species and, frankly, all of God's creations. And this is a do or die mission for us. We either stand up and take it back or we die. It's that simple. So to your point, we're called to do this because we must, and we have nothing to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I was one the just the other day. I was on I've been heading to the gym, excuse me, since October of last year. I put on a lot of weight. And started doing 10,000 steps a day and was able to get about 25 pounds taken off me. And I used to be a bodybuilder. So it was the only reason I did it was because I went into the golf store to find an outfit and I had to keep going up sizes. And I looked in the mirror and said, I can't believe I'm having a hard time looking at myself right now.
I resemble that comment.
Yeah. And anyway, there was a guy that always, he's next to me and he walks backwards. He's trying to get his knees working. And finally I just said, hey, how's it going? Passing by. And actually I started breathing. So today was a tough day. I told him that. And he looked at me, he says, yeah, I see you here every day. And then we ended up having conversation. He says, hey, what do you do for a living? And I told him about podcasting and some other business that I do. And so he said, do you mind telling me what it is? And I'd like to check it out. And I said, well, it depends on what your stance is. That's the way I normally answer, you know, like, maybe you're not going to want to talk to me anymore. I kind of like our conversations right now, you know? And he goes, no, I'm not like that. Or you're probably more on the conservative side. I said, yeah, well, it's big on, I exposed the media for their lies. I was taken down because it was close to the election of 2020. It was stolen. And that's what I use as talking points to see where they're at. And he goes, and he says, well, yeah, I mean, I've got friends just like you. And, you know, what are your stances on that? And so I told him, and he says, well, that's the same reason that everybody gives of why it was stolen. And so that's not enough. You get to have, you know, enough evidence. And I said, oh, so you are one of those guys.
Yeah.
And so then I told him about some other things, and he goes, well, I think it's important that, you know, to protect the people, that you have information needs to be taken down. And yes, people need to be taken off of YouTube when they spread bad information. So when they do that, I would just smile, just really kind and nice. And so what it does is, it's the mentality, right? They're putting into their mind, their thought is, it's okay to take these people down because we're the ones that hold on to the truth and you're dangerous.
Yeah. So he basically
put it through. And so I asked him a question. I said, so who's holding the levers of truth on what is right and what is wrong? You're basically declaring that you hold the levers to this truth. Right. Therefore, it's okay to take these people down. Yet, what if I had all of the power and all the money and everything, and I said, I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to take you down. And you say, hold on, I'm the one that has the truth. You know, so I said, we can go back and forth on this all day. You're just creating more problems because now you're shutting down the voices that could actually support you. So what his response was really amazing, is he said, you know what? I'm not all into everything. So you bring up a good point. When I look back at 9/11, I have a hard time believing what happened and what they told us because those buildings, da 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 da. So I have done. And so what it did was it calmed him down. He then agreed with me on one level. And so yeah. So, but that's the mentality that's out there, right? It's okay to take you down because you're putting out dangerous information. These people really need to go get their jabs because it's supporting their life and their, you know, their livelihood. And you know, when you're dealing with folks like that who are Americans, it hurts you, but at the same time, it's, well, how do I help guide them to understand that maybe, just maybe, they might be onto something that's wrong, and how do I steer them in the right direction? It's difficult.
No, that's beautiful. The way you handled that's beautiful. You know, I've been in this fight now, it's coming up on 4 years, you know, to stop the shots. The attack on humanity is what this really is. And I have to tell you briefly that when I filed suit against the DOD, it was the first one, our plaintiff was the first guy standing. He was a staff sergeant, drill sergeant, and he stood. And others followed immediately after. But I got to tell you, we had thousands and thousands of service members coming to our little firm of three lawyers. And all of them, except one that I can remember, had a relationship with God. And over this period of time, I've come to understand that, well, they weren't all Christians, but most of them were. The difference was this: they had a relationship with God. They didn't fear death. And so the people that you find rushing out to get their eighth booster and whatnot are so terrified of death that they'll do anything not to die. And that translates into where people are now. They rushed their kids to get the shots. They were afraid for their kids. And now they are having to confront all these deaths, all these injuries, and they can't bring themselves to do it because subconsciously they know, holy cow, this can't be true. They cannot allow themselves to come to believe this, even though it is so. So again, the secret to this whole thing, what you just described, the truth. Who is the guardian of truth, right? And how are we going to know that unless we can test the veracity of it? And how do we do that? In our society, believe it or not, we have trials. And you put on your evidence and you have the debate. It's why we have juries to say, yes, that happened or didn't happen. It's beyond a reasonable doubt or a preponderance of the evidence. We have the tools in our society, and we've forgotten how to use them. And people are afraid to have this debate. It's really tragic.
Yeah. And they definitely have a platform now where you can not have this fear where they steal your data, number one. Number two, they're not going to take your videos down.
You don't even have to be you. You can pretend to be Santa Claus and express your views. We don't mind. Come anyway.
Yeah. This is amazing. They're what a great job here. Featured groups, thousands of members there. And hopefully the J6 folks will jump in and create their group and be able to know that they've got a platform they can share information with.
Well, I'd sure like to do that. I really want to help. It's just, it's so devastating to think that our government turned against our people and built gulags. And it's a 10 square miles. And this is important to bear in mind, folks. When we went to file our writ quo warranto, that means by what authority, we studied the federal district court in Washington, D.C. There's one judge with a valid oath of office, one. And all of the cabinet, in the entirety of the cabinet, there was not a single oath of office. And Mr. Mayorkas, the guy in charge of the border, he didn't even bother to take an oath of office. So if they're not serving our country as evidenced by the oath, who do they serve? And this is the problem. You've got the United States of America, Inc., and they are in it for themselves. And a lot of them have second passports. So they're serving somebody not America. And then you've got the rest of the United States, which is comprised of people coming together because they wanted a nation. It's how it came to be. And, you know, the 10th Amendment to our Constitution says the federal government, the republic, is made up of the states. Lo and behold, what are we seeing down in Texas? We see the states standing together. This is such an exciting time. But my Lord, we have got to do away with this 10 square miles of D.C. When President Trump called it a swamp, I don't think that word's descriptive enough. It's a sewer.
Yep. Yeah, it is a sewer. And we've noticed a lot of things play out in all of the different comms that I do on my channel. More, it seems more and more that something strange is going on in that place. Yeah. A lot of construction, a lot of blockage where you can't really see what's happening. Many people have shared some of their ideas and thoughts on there, but it's that place is really disgusting. It's probably there's probably things going on there that we can't show the public, because if you do, if you see what they're actually doing and it was related to children, then we would probably wouldn't be able to make it. Our hearts would just melt.
Well, I think there might be some good news on the horizon at the same time, though. You know, last year, Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, also has no oath of office, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
She was threatening to default on the U.S. interest payment of the national debt. Lo and behold, she didn't. In fact, that's off the table now. So the credit worthiness of our country is kind of back to where it should. The dollar is strong enough that Argentina is abandoning their inflationary trends 100% per year. They're abandoning it, and they're coming to the U.S. dollar. I see humanity rising. I see people taking this world back. There are better than 30 national elections this year across the planet, and I see humanity is arising. People understand instinctively, even if they don't want to admit it. They know this is a do or die. In the Marine Corps, I don't know if you had something called a dip maneuver, but in the Army, it means die in place. Hold the line. That's where we are.
Tip remover. No, I'd never heard of that one.
Die in place. That's what that means. You will hold this line. It's a dip maneuver. That's your order. So that's where we're at.
So what's your background in the Army, if I can ask?
No, I went through training. I was a pilot before I went in. Trained as an 11 Bravo infantry officer in the making, and I got a slot to go fly Apaches in the first Gulf War, and unfortunately on the day of my physical I failed it, and that ended my career. I'm still a pilot, but I'm not flying attack helicopters like I wanted to.
Okay, so that explains with your flights. Awesome. I've always wanted to be a pilot. It's been a dream of mine for years. So
never too late.
Yeah hopefully one of these days
we can help make that happen.
Find time to do all that. I've actually watched a YouTube channel over and over again on flights and different types of aircraft that you can get into, and really getting into that. But it's difficult with all the stuff that's going on here recently. But one of the big pushes in doing that was just all the stuff that's been going on with aircraft and the jabs and more. So that got me more into that in looking in that area.
Yeah. Well, it's such a wonderful tool. And I have to tell you this, you know, as the control paradigm happens, ladies and gentlemen, be aware. The plan by the overlords is to give you access to a 1,500 kilometer round trip ticket once every 3 years. However, private aviation is exempt. They always exempt themselves. So everybody needs to go and get a pilot's license, and we'll just take each other around. We'll make it easy.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate all of that you're doing, Todd. It's absolutely amazing. How in the world you found time to even work on Cloud Hub and Habit?
You know, it's the power of our spirits, the power of God. I couldn't tell you. All I know is it happens. I'm just here. I'm doing the job I was built for, just like you are. And it's, you know what? It's cool. It's such an awesome feeling.
Amazing. So, folks, go to cloudhub.com in the description box below. All right. And all you have to do is you sign up as LT. Just put your LT in the description or your discount code or whatever code it is that you have there, and make sure that folks know that you were sent by this channel. Be really cool. And we just hope that you jump on board, realize how important this is. And I'm looking forward to finding everyone following us there on Cloud Hub also. So appreciate you, Todd. I want to pray for you real quick if we can.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you just overtook this meeting. Just definitely sense that you're with Todd and you're with his team doing so much to help so many on this earth and more. How amazing it is that this platform wasn't just put together by just a quick means, but it seems like you put it together using the tools of many to allow something that would reach so many folks, especially with the languages and more. How amazing it is to have warriors on the front line. So he definitely needs your protection. So we lift that up to you as you asked us and showed us how to pray to protect us from the enemy. And so would you just continue to give him the strength to move along each day, especially protecting our service members and more. In the name of Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. That was beautiful. Baby, that was really touching. Thank you for that. And folks who are listening, please support. And we know the affiliate code is really important. It's the only way we're going to know that you came from these efforts. I beg you, please put in the affiliate code. I think there's a discount attached to it as well. So awesome. I can't thank you enough for the support. It's really, really touching.
All right, Todd. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. God bless, man.
Tell your wife and children I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain.
Folks, I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to a majestic place called Alaska, August 11th through 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westerdam, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan, destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' friendly charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned Southern gospel group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me, listen in on a live podcast recording, and have question and answer time and interviews with special guests. So visit inspirationtravel.com/LTA. Today, it's in the description box below this video. That's inspirationtravel.com/LTA. Looking forward to seeing you soon.